Part 3. Directions. You will hear some conversations between two or more people. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The conversations will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Fritz. Thanks for coming in early today. We have very important guests holding a meeting at 9 in the hotel's main conference room. One of the projectors won't switch on. Could you take a look at it?
Not a problem. I'll also check the other equipment and computers in the room and run some diagnostic tests.
Thank you. Oh, and let me give you the key. The room is locked right now.
Number 32. Where do the speakers most likely work? Number 33. What most likely is the man's job? Number 34. What will the woman give the man? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
Thanks for calling Lyleton Tree Service. This is Lauren. How may I help you today?
Hi. I'm calling because one of the large oak trees on my property has died. I'd like to have it cut down before it causes any damage.
Okay, I can definitely help you with that. First, I'll need your address so I can schedule a time for one of our specialists to go out and evaluate the situation.
Number 35. Who most likely is the woman? Number 36. Why is the man calling? Number 37. What does the woman ask the man for? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
I love this men's dress shirt. Do you have it in the next larger size?
All we have left is the one you are holding, but our warehouse has any size you'd need. Would you like me to have it sent to your home?
Actually, I prefer to try shirts on. Sometimes the fit's not exact.
You can always mail it back and get a refund.
Unfortunately, I need the shirt for a business trip tomorrow.
Okay, let me check. You are in luck. Our Shipleysburg store has your size. It's not far from here.
Number 38. What does the man ask the woman about? Number 39. What does the woman offer to do? Number 40. What will the man most likely do? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
This art gallery's packed. Do you think it's always like this?
I don't know, but there's my friend Sophia who owns the place. We can ask her.
Well, look who it is. Thanks for visiting.
What a beautiful space this is. I'm so glad I'm finally getting to see it. We were just wondering if it's always busy like this.
Well, you know, it looks full because the space is so small. But yes, this is normal for us.
Sophia, this is Aaron. He's a colleague of mine.
Pleased to meet you, Sophia.
Nice to meet you too. Here, let me show you both some new prints we just hung up. Follow me.
Number 41. Who is Sophia? Number 42. What are the men curious about? Number 43. What will the speakers most likely do next? Go on to the next page. Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Amina, how are plans progressing for our mobile phone release?
Good. Right now, I'm working with our marketing firm to develop the advertising campaign. There are some really great ideas for commercials and print ads.
That's great. I'm really concerned about the growing amount of competition for this type of product. A lot of our competitors will also be putting out new phones around the same time, so it's important that ours stands out in the market.
Number 44. What kind of product are the speakers discussing? Number 45. What does the woman say she is currently working on? Number 46. What is the man concerned about? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Luisa, how did your presentation at the Food Chemistry Conference go?
Very well, thanks. I'm hoping the presentation increases my chances of receiving the Innovation Award this year.
That would be fantastic.
Of course, some of the numbers in my presentation came from you. The statistics you gave me really improved it.
I'm glad those numbers were helpful. By the way, did you see the email saying that recordings of presentations should be uploaded to our server?
Thanks for reminding me. I'll take care of that this afternoon.
Number 47. What does the woman hope to do this year? Number 48. What does the woman mean when she says,
"Some of the numbers in my presentation came from you"?
Number 49. What does the man remind the woman about? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Eniola, we have a problem. We got a notice from the city saying the water will be shut off tomorrow from 6 a.m. till noon due to construction on the street.
Oh no! Then we won't be able to open for breakfast. Hopefully, we'll be able to serve lunch and dinner, though.
Yes, we'll need to let the servers know. I'll call everyone who's scheduled to work the morning shift and let them know that they don't need to come in.
Number 50. What does the man say will happen tomorrow? Number 51. Where do the speakers most likely work? Number 52. What does the man say he will do? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
All right, Marion. The new healthcare software is all set up on your computer now. You've done the training already, so it should be straightforward.
Great. I hear a lot of healthcare providers are switching to this same software.
Yes. This platform's becoming popular because patients can access all their medical records from different providers through one central system, rather than having separate profiles for each office.
Sorry to interrupt.
No problem, Francesca. I've just finished up here. What do you need?
These forms need to be signed before the courier arrives at 10 a.m.
Number 53. What did the man just do? Number 54. According to the man, why has a product become popular? Number 55. Why does Francesca interrupt the conversation? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Gregor. Have you had time to review the plan for maintenance on the Springville train line? Remember, we're voting on it during tomorrow's City Council meeting.
I have, and I have some reservations.
Oh, what are they?
Well, shutting down that train line for 6 full weeks in the summer will not be popular with residents. I think I'm going to object to the plan. How about you?
Well, summer is the region's busiest season.
I think we should investigate weekend-only maintenance.
Good idea. I'll write up a list of our concerns to discuss at the meeting.
Number 56. Who most likely are the speakers? Number 57. Why does the woman say,
"Summer is the region's busiest season"?
Number 58. What does the woman offer to do? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, I am having trouble submitting my monthly car payment online. The system keeps telling me that my username and password are incorrect, but I'm sure I entered them correctly.
Thank you for your call, Mr. Ibrahim. I apologize, but we're having a problem with our payment network this morning.
My car payment is due today. Will I have to pay extra or be penalized in some way?
No, we're guaranteeing that this will not happen to our valued customers.
Number 59. What is the man making a payment for? Number 60. What problem does the woman describe? Number 61. What does the woman promise the man? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and schedule.
Hello, you've reached Graham and Associates.
Hi, I'd like to meet with someone about managing my accounts and preparing my taxes. Would I be able to speak to an associate sometime next week?
Of course. Marcel Breton is accepting new clients. Are you available the 15th?
No, I'm not. Would the 16th work?
Yes, I believe so. We have a staff meeting until 11 a.m., but Marcel has some availability afterwards.
That works. Can I have his email address in case I need to contact him beforehand?
Number 62. Where does the man work? Number 63. Look at the graphic. Which day will the woman meet with Marcel Breton? Number 64. What does the woman ask for? Go on to the next page. Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and picture.
Hi, I'd like to order 50 custom sweatshirts with my company's logo on them.
Great. We can put it anywhere you like, such as on the sleeve, on the back, or right in front.
Could you put the logo in the bottom corner, near the waist?
Yes, we can. For 50 sweatshirts, it takes around 3 weeks for embroidery and 2 weeks for printing.
Actually, I was hoping to have them next week. Would it be possible to pay for expedited service?
Yes, we do offer rush service. Could you come in on Thursday to approve a mock-up?
Number 65. What type of business does the woman work for? Number 66. Look at the graphic. Where does the man want a logo to appear? Number 67. What is the man willing to pay extra for? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and song list.
Are you excited about our upcoming performance at the Harvest Festival this weekend?
Yes. After all the rehearsing we've done, I think our band is ready to put on a good show.
Right. Although I'm slightly concerned about our new drummer, since he doesn't have much stage experience. He might be nervous when he does his drum solo.
You have a point. The solo is in the Brandon Toprak song. We could replace that one with the other song we've been practicing together, City Daydreams. Let's ask him about it.
Number 68. Who most likely are the speakers? Number 69. What is the woman concerned about? Number 70. Look at the graphic. Which song does the man suggest replacing?